When you say that the sacrifices with regards to shift patterns, I mean, they won't be any worse off, will they?
Well, let's just put this into context. Under present police regulations, a chief constable can impose a regulation 8-hour shift pattern. So that your listeners can understand that, if one of my members started duty today at 7 a.m, they will not finish and have a rest day until next Monday, finishing at 7 a.m. in the morning. So it's what I call a 7.5-day, 1.5-day shift pattern. They have 1.5 days off. But a chief constable can impose a regulation 8-hour shift pattern, and that is what has happened.
Are you worried there will be a backlash to this? Are you worried that officers will start to burn out and to get tired of this shift pattern quite quickly?
No, I think the important thing here is my members are focused on the challenges that lay ahead. Yeah. But what I have a real concern around is what's happening outside the force on a national basis. And just to touch on, my members' pensions are being attacked, their pay is being attacked, their conditions of service. And what we want in the Police Federation is for our members to be focused on delivering protection, not to be defending their rights with their pensions, their pay and conditions of service. And that is a real challenge.
What you seem to be saying is that Warwickshire Police have got it more, and against the backdrop of something, as you say, which is eroding your members' benefits, but the Warwickshire Police seem to have got it more right than wrong. You're quite happy, or happier, if that's the right word, with the way that it's been dealt.
The engagement we've had with the senior leaders has been good. We haven't always seen eye to eye, and you've touched on the issue around the shift issue. Mm. We would have liked a different shift pattern that would have balance the needs of the communities, the needs of the organisation and the needs of our members. But that hasn't happened, and what our members and the Federation are now focused on is moving forward and trying to deliver this new policing model. But I have to say, that is not in isolation. We cannot forget the national picture around pensions, pay and conditions of service. And that is what is eroding the morale of every rank and file officer as I speak to you now.
Okay, Martin, final point to you. You kind of had a clean bill of health from the Police Federation if you'd have maybe been a bit more flexible on the shift pattern. Do you wish you had been now?
I'm fairly happy that we've worked with Simon and his team, and I'm very, very grateful for the support that he has given us. These debates and the conversations we've had have taken place over a number of months. I'm more than content with the shift pattern we've got in place.
Guys, we're going to leave it there. Thank you both for joining us on the show this morning. That's Superintendent Martin McNevin from Warwickshire Police and Simon Payne from the Police Federation.